These are very good. Good in this sense. If they do not eat without restriction. There is some restriction. Yes. If you want to eat meat and chicken, then you first of all sacrifice before that duty. So at least they will be restricted from eating meat purchased from slaughterhouse. But this rascal should be one side advertising. Stop cruelty to animals. Another side, you have all me, unless you take slaughter. Just see. One side, they are allowing marriage of woman every week. Another side, contraception. Just see their contrary. There is animal sacrifice in the church. Is there any sacrifice?
No.
Jews, they have got. Stopped, yes.
The Jews were sacrificing animals for trouble.
He's not
going to
be. No, no. People don't know our position.
The Guru Maharaj is also very outspoken.
Huh? Maybe. Oh, yes. Demonstration.
Only 2 minutes coming. Two only coming. Break. Two what I'm doing here, but a big group gathered on Chapat. Somebody there. First day live in Woodman. What is wrong? So they go to Chapat. Because they're also one side, I think. No, they are not staying in the same flat, they are in this place. They have their own apartment, they hire, they are staying for them. They are working.
Big animals.
I don't think he would get that. Mr. was just joke. He's really highly religious man. Yogendra Bhai is the most religious man in the whole group. Not act, but he's...
No, that's all right.
There is no question of that. But I mean, we also ask how much we are religious, only God knows. Up to now, I think this is the best part I have done. The best part. And that particular lila of Krishna is the most thrilling one.
Yes.
And then Brahma saw Krishna with four hands and Vishnu with four hands and all emanating cow boys and cows and everything. Then it was the height of the whole cluster. You ready?
Yes.
No. But you must have read it in English. In those two volumes of Krishna.
Yeah.
I read it in Sanskrit indirectly. And there in real original Sanskrit is wonderful. You get the real rough.
You need to say that I'm reading it indirectly.
No, indirectly. It is indirect. Real Sanskrit is the different given value. Any other language, that Sanskrit will not get that rough.
There is no difference.
Oh, rough may anger. That real
rough. Rough, jo lene wala hai, usko to pehle dekha gaya.
For real dust comes in Sanskrit.
Oh.
I read it twice in Gujarati, but I was not able to get that result when I read it in Sanskrit.
Viprat Vishara Guna Jutat Aravinda Nava Palar Aravinda Vimukhat Sapatam Varishtam.
Those two books of Krishna you have written is from this only. Cancer.
Yes.
Cancer, no?
Yes.
I read all those books. Which you have published. Now more books you must send me because I finished. I am a voracious reader. I finished all of them.
Viprat Vishara Guna Juta, a Brahmana, having 12 Brahminical qualifications. Vitra Visaraguna Jutas, Aravinda Nava Pada Aravinda Jumukha, Sapasam Varishta. A Brahman, well learned, well scholar, and just Brahminical principles strictly following, but if he is not a devotee, from him, one chandal is better. Sapatam varishtam. Why? Because that chandal has, chandal, who is devotee chandal, not ordinary chandal, he has dedicated his mind, his body, his activity for the service of the Lord. Therefore, he not only is purified, but he purifies the whole family. Whereas a qualified Brahmin, if he is not a devotee, he cannot purify himself, what to speak of purifying the family.
In this city also, that as they have mentioned, that all those yogis and philosophers and developed spiritual, if they have not, they have not been able to really realize what Krishna or God is unless they have to get prasad. In this only it comes.
Bhagavad is
in this particular part.
But
Bhagavad was a book of stories, so I was not
ready. I am so truthful to you.
That is, I read all, I must have read more than half a dozen times all the main 12 Upanishads. But I said, Bhagavad, why?
Bhagavad,
I read it in Gujarat.
In the beginning, it is said, Nigama Kalpatara Galitam
Phala. That first sloka you explained to me. First sloka.
Which one?
First.
Janmadas.
Janmadas.
Yes.
It becomes very difficult for me to
understand. It is not difficult. No. Because, see, it is the explanation of Brahma Sutra. So the Brahma Sutra, the beginning is Athata Brahma Jikyasa. And what about Brahma? The Supreme Absolute Truth. The next verse is Janmadasaita. The Supreme Absolute Truth is that.
From which everything is born.
Everything is born. Now that, Bhagavad begins the answer. Janmatasya jataha.
From the second line of the
Anuprat. Brahma Sutra's first step. The answer is Bhagavad. Janmatasya jataha. Then, what is that Janmatasya jataha? And he says, Vyasa said, Annayat itaratasya atheshu avigya. The absolute truth from whom everything has emanated, he knows everything directly and indirectly. He knows because he is avigya.
Knowing everything.
All round knowing. Yes. So he's not a stone. It's like some philosopher says there is a chunk and creation came from there. So here Bhagavad says, no, the origin of creation He is a person, avijna. And he knows everything directly and indirectly. Directly I know this is my body. But indirectly I do not know what is going on in this body. Therefore, we go to physician. Please tell me what is the ailment in my body. So I do not know what is going on. But the original absolute truth, he knows everything directly and indirectly. Therefore, he is a weak gift. Janmātasya-lita annyāt itaratasya atyesu avijñā. In this way, concludes sattam param dhīmahi.
Yes, Krishna Shakti Shastri has written 100 pages on this in explanation. Hmm. And I was lost in this one single verse. He has about the last dhīmahi. Is also a part of dietary.
Yeah.
What is kuhukam? Kuhukam?
Kuhukam means this material world is kuhukam.
Kuhukam?
Yeah. Kuhukam means illusion.
Illusion.
Magic. Something, magic, medicine, strength. So much money. That's why he got this. One Baba, Satpas, he creates some gold.
Will our brother not go? Hello, I imagine he can take a look at that question. Oh, wait. Will I get a magician in Gujarat, some Muslim magician? He would ask, not ask for the ticket, but keep in the train. Huh? No, no, no. Muhammad Sher. There was a man called Muhammad Sher. And the ticket taker comes and asks for the ticket. He says, all right, take this. And there will be a heap of tickets.
Ticket?
There will be a ticket.
The magician can...
There is a magician.
Mm-hmm.
He would stop that train. Stand behind, would stop the train. Stop. People must have got some siddhi. By
The yogic siddhi. Asya Siddhi, Animal Lagima.
No, but his Animal Lagima, you get, the Shatri fellow. But these people who are
actually... No, anyone can get. It is a practice.
But a wrong method.
Mechanical.
So Devi Bhattas also get it. What is called Shakti Bhattas. They get it by Tantric
yoga.
I can't still understand how Tantra... By following and, drawing particular figures and things, writing down those figures, you can get powers. This is very common in Bengal time. This tantra, no? I read a book on tantra by Sir Arthur Avalon. And he describes so wonderful powers come by this and that. I don't know whether this is an act or not.
That is material.
It's Arthur's powers.
That is material.
I could not believe in it. How could it come?
Come. Now this
you can
is also a tantra. Krishna ignited the wax put me and from here controlling everything. Millions and millions of
years. So that is also a kind of science.
This
writing letters
here
to enter and
there are subtle science. These are gross science, there are subtle science on. It's like now mechanically you are flying, but there is science. Anything I can fly with this stick. That's possible. Akash patol. There is a science. Akash patol. Kapodvahi. Now you can change the feelings and it is flying in the sky. Yes.
Carpet also?
Yes. Mantaful.
You must have read the carpet flying in India.
Yes.
I used to read certain stories.
Actually, the aeroplanes mentioned in the Shastra, they are not machine. Mantra.
Mantra. Because this Pushpak Viman, he could land anywhere.
Pushpak Viman?
Yes.
Pushpak Viman was its
flying in mantra.
It's not. It was
scientific improvements had been done. That is on the gross material platform.
Spiritual is a material.
And it is not spiritual, that is also subtle. That's why mind, the speed of mind. Mind is material.
Yes.
Mind. By mind speed, you can just imagine it. You are here immediately, within a second, you go to Calcutta.
Because you think of it. What's going is mind going.
So, this is mind. Similarly, mental and intellectual.
You are going?
No, no.
You are going ahead?
We have come to that part. Mind is also material. Bhumi rapa naro vayu kham mana.
Kham mana eva sa.
Yeah, they are all material.
But even in...
The so-called jnanis, they are on the mental platform. Therefore, they are also material. But therefore, Brahma, you will find that Brahma Sutra, jnane prayasam mudupasa, give up this attempt to reach the Supreme by mental speculation. Jnane prayasam namanta eva, be submissive. Namanta eva, salmakritana bhavati yukata. Just hear from devotee the news or the message of God. Krishna. That is the process. Jnana prayasam mudapasa namante sarva bhuritam bhavadiya vasa. Anesthita, you haven't got to change your place. Sudhigatam sarvamagmano, you fear from the realized soul and try to apply in your practical life. Then, one day, although God is unconquerable, he will be conquered. This is the commandation
I have from Bhakti Yoga, that you have to become God, you have got to leave your body consciousness and become soul conscious.
That is soul consciousness, and then body consciousness is mental speculation.
That is what I say. You must go beyond
that. This is the gross body and subtle body. So, when these jnanis, they think that they have become liberated, but they are entrapped by the subtle body. Then they are also the sense gross material.
Trying yourself. Yourself is not body, not even mind, but your soul. Through the higher soul of the Muni God, that is real you. And that is as good as Bhakti, or you call it Yoga. Yoga and Bhakti comes to the same thing then.
Bhakti is real yoga. Others are first. Yoginamukti sarvesha. Bhakti is real yoga.
That is real yoga.
And this is first.
But Gatin Antaratmana,
that is real.
Antaratmana.
Antaratmana means beyond the mind and intelligence.
From within that.
Yogi Nama Kisa. So within yourself, if one thinks, Antaratmana Gatin, Krishna is thinking of Krishna. That is first class. But the so-called yogi, they want to become Krishna. Now I am becoming
Krishna. But I don't think they say they are becoming Krishna. Their disciples say, as any
disciples have to keep this disciple. Why? What from the disciple comes? From the rascals. These rascals have in the Janmadasya Jata. If they are rascals, they are producing rascals.
But you are a guru. I am
a disciple.
I have gone not there as a god, then I can get my knowledge.
But if God produces rascals, then he is not, he is a rascal.
The guru has got to be taken as God.
That is another. Guru has taken not that God, he is God.
Guru is not the
king. That's like your representative. Suppose if I go to some business, there is a call. If you love me, you love my dog. It is not the dog, it is.
But
God is different. But if you love somebody, you pass some time with God, just to satisfy.
This
Parashya Prasad or Bhagavat Prasad, this is true. Right. If you satisfy Guru, then God is God.
But what that does not mean Guru is God.
No, I don't say, I think
Guru,
I don't understand you, you also don't understand me. I mean to say that disciples have got to take Guru as God and not this body as God. His Atma is Guru. And Atma is God, so Guru is that way.
That
is what I think.
No.
And I don't think I am wrong. No.
Why do you distinguish between Guru's Atma and Guru's
God? And his body, but definitely body is not Guru.
That even if Mahava, that is Mahava. They make also Krishna and Krishna's inside different.
Krishna's body is different from your body and my body. Krishna's body is spiritual.
Then why do you make once you say that Guru is equal to Krishna, and again Krishna's body and Krishna is not divine, but Guru's body and Guru's soul.
That's right.
That's not right.
Atma is
that's
Guru.
Not right, please. Not. If you compare the Guru is God, then you should compare similarity.
Similarity is this body and Krishna body.
That is ignorance. You do not know.
Krishna's body is spiritual. He's any part of his
Mahavadi
is
doing that.
He can hear by his eye and hear by his finger and satisfy anybody by his anything.
That is all right. When you accept Guru equal to Krishna, then you cannot make such distinction.
Bodily distinction.
Why bodily or anything?
It is very important.
No. We cannot make the
sense. This body has got to come to Dr. Body sometimes.
Not only Guru, anyone who is spiritually advanced, he has no more material body.
Yes. From higher kind of point of view.
Yes. So you think
he does not
believe in the standard that you can do.
That Guru who that know that he has got no real material body, he is beyond the body consciousness. That is right.
No, even the material body is there.
Guru thinks so.
Even the material body is there, it still is to be taken as spiritual. That is a philosophy. The example is given just like you have got the iron stick. You put it in the fire and it becomes warm. And when it is red hot, it is no more iron stick. It is fire. Do you accept this?
I accept
that. The way one who is always merged into strong thought, his body is not making it.
That way you say.
Yes.
That way I can.
Yes, that is it.
Yeah, I understand.
Because his material body is not working. Then stop. He is working simply spiritually. That's what his body says. The same example, it has become so hot, red hot, that it is no more working as iron rod, it is working as fire.
Because it burns anybody who touches it. So Guru also does the same thing. He electrifies anybody who touches it. So he touches your feet.
Therefore, he has no material. It is aparad. Guru should not have a thing. This is forbidden. Guru Suna Ramati, Akshay Siladhi, just like everyone knows, the atheist class is there. Oh, here is a stone statue and this rat catcher Vasudhi Krishna. So, everyone knows that it is a stone statue. But we are so fooled that we are worshipping a stone statue. Therefore, this is offense. Akshay Siladhi, Guru Suna, similarly Guru, although he is working, moving just like ordinary human, one should not consider. That is ordinary human, Guru Sunaramati.
That is how the Guru can...
Everyone knows that here is a stone statue. The so many hundreds and thousands of people are coming towards it, that stone statue. Somebody can argue. They should still argue. And so we have got millions of temples, especially in South India, Gavan Nagpuri, and many where. So are they going, expending so much money to worship a statue? That is forbidden.
No,
Guru should not.
I'm trying to ask some.
Guru should not be considered in that way. If he is actually Guru.
Guru Shaktipat Khan is disciple.
The same
comes from either way. There the Shishya draws his power and Guru gives it.
Yes. But if he has no power, how he can give?
But that is what I say. So we have to say
Guru has God. So therefore Guru has God, not distinction. That Guru is so much God and he is so much.
I don't say distinction.
No, you say that
I did not say that you have understood it differently.
This is the Guru principle we are talking.
I want to learn from you.
I'm not good. The Guru has no material body.
You have to take
that right. This statue is not material. Similarly, Guru's body is not material.
You say that though Guru will appear as material body, you are not to take it as a material body.
Say that way.
Because we are little...
Not to take it is actual. If it is material body, then how they are getting benefits? If it is material body. You say example. If it is iron rod, then it is burning. It is fire. When there is burning, you must ask, is this fire? Why do you say, oh, it is iron? Palayana Padishya. Palayana Padishya. By the result, you have to. That's why it is said, Jastapsasana, the Bhagavat Prasad. We have no direct contact with Bhagavan. But, Guru being representative of Bhagavan, if we satisfy Guru, then Bhagavan. I didn't. That way it is one. Vaishnava is Ati Buddhi. Similarly, Vaishnava is Ati Buddhi. There is European Vaishnava, Indian Vaishnava, there is Brahmin Vaishnava and Sudra Vaishnava. No, that is also a
fact. That is wrong. Vaishnava is Vaishnava.
Similarly, to consider Guru's body as material, that is also wrong.
Yeah, I read somewhere that you have got to take Guru as God from this point of view, that is Atma. You are worshipping God.
This is Mahabharata.
No. Whatever the body is, I mean, let us go there.
My mama says, but Krishna is God within. Dr. Radha Krishna says, that's it. Krishna is within. The outside is material body.
There is no within in the Akhanda. There is no within in the without Krishna, but God is there. God is everywhere.
Similarly,
within.
Similarly, body also. No within, no without. Otherwise, how we can say Sakshad Harit Pena? Directly. If you make distinction, how can we direct
it?
Simple pravocha priya hiva tasya.
But we are in that position on account of being very, very clear to them.
It's been good. God's wife. God says surrender unto me. Guru is preaching. That is real Guru. He is in surrender to Krishna. He will never say surrender unto me.
No Guru says so.
All rascals.
Rascals are not gurus.
The guru, so-called gurus. These Mahabharis all they say, I am God. Let me now have Radha Dhan. Send your children, send your wife, send your daughter. Dance. These are all rascals, Mahabharis. Mahavadi Bhaskar Sunile Hai Satmana. This is a statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as one hears the statement of Mahavadi, he is doomed. It's finished.
See, you have been bracketing so many good people as the best.
Where is good people? All rascals. Let them come. I shall kick on their head. I'm so strong. Where is good man?
You see,
I have already kicked all the dealers.
What is that?
No, okay. Yes. Ask me. And Hong Kong. And he's a dog. And public
medicine. We talk of
philosophy. So, you have got some discrimination. Our is only part. If anyone is a Mayavadi, he's a dog. Kick him on his face. That's all.
Mayavadi means those people who...
No, Mayavadi means Mayavadi. That's all. Mayavadi means who thinks like that.
That is right.
Krishna is different from his body. That is Mayavadi.
There is no body of Krishna. The whole thing is body.
The Mayavadi does not know that.
And
that is Mayavadi. So they think that Krishna comes with a Maya body. That's all that.
You will find
in Dr. Radha Krishna's book, the sense.
I have not read it. I have not
read it. Now you should have studied it.
No, I have not.
Because he's a...
I have advertised a big scholar. I have studied the Karenian philosophy by Pasli. I think somebody must show you what to do. That's Bhakti Vaya.
Well, if he is in Bhakti Vaya, then he would not have eulogized Ramakrishna. He has eulogized Ramakrishna. Yes. He has eulogized Ramakrishna. The Kshatriya. You know that? Yes. Ramakrishna was a first class Mayavadi.
He is Ramakrishna.
He is Ramakrishna mission.
You are a guru, so I don't want to contradict and so I have any goal.
No. That is why you have got some selection of your own.
I have no selection. But you have to say that the guru is
a guru. I have to say the truth. You may like or not like. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I have to say the truth. I am saying all over the world.
Maybe it's true, but all over.
You are a pakka maharaj.
Tell me this.
Repeating.
Let us go up.
Yes. He has a pakka man. Let's see that he says that he is the worshipper of Goddess Kali. Isn't that? And he became God by worshipping Kali. Let's see how much Mahabhadi. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Kamastastra Hitadhyana Jajanti Annadevata. Anyone who is worshipping other demigods, his intelligence is lost. Kamastastra Hitadhyana. And this man says that worshipping a demigod, God is Kali, he becomes God. Just see. How much great Mahavati. Where is this Shastra? Where is this Shastra? There is this Shastra that one becomes God by worshipping Goddess Kali. Is
there any Brahmavit Brahma Eva Bhavati?
Then may...
Brahmavit Brahma Eva Bhavati.
That is all that. That is another thing. Just like I gave the example. He threw... associate with fire, you also become fire. That is another thing. Brahma be. But here is no question of Brahma be. Ignorance. Because Brahma be, the Brahma, Supreme Brahma says that those who are worshippers of demigods, they have lost their intelligence. So how he becomes a man who has lost his intelligence, how he can become Brahma be? Brahmavid is so, isn't it? Is it possible for a man who has lost his intelligence and he becomes Brahmavid?
Cannot be recognized by intelligence. You have to go beyond intelligence, mind and everything.
We are beyond intelligence, beyond all aspects. We are beyond.
That is what I said.
Yes, that's what we said.